great to be joined this week. iHeartRadio, Akil Abdullah. We're here at the Hydro exhibit, big booth here at CES. And no one better to talk about rowing and what we have going on here than you. And a very distinguished career, and you look like you could still be out there competing at the highest level.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. It's so exciting to be here, so exciting to talk to people about what we're doing and how we are just sort of bringing so many new people to the sport through an immersive experience, you know?
Yeah, really, you are guys doing that, but really, it's the product that kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, I mean, we've won awards for design. It's really an elegant thing to have in your home. It's really just, you know, everything from the hardware to the software is really about creating that experience that makes you want to come back and do more.
And nobody knows better than you as a competitor, but you're also an engineer.
Yeah, you know, I think that the one of the most exciting things about my role is that I get to be on the water, I get to interact with our members and hear sort of their feedback, and then I get to go in and think about sort of how we can improve the product and apply that. You know, I've been working specifically on the music side of things lately, and it's just been really fun to sort of just expand the content that we have.
So give my listeners a little overview of the product, Hydro.
Sure. So Hydro is a live outdoor reality rower. We have all of our workouts are done outside. So you have athletes that are either rowing on the water, doing Pilates, yoga, or strength and mobility in just the most beautiful places around the world. And so what we do is we provide you with access to our library that has all of these workouts, and you get to do them from the comfort of your own home.
Really, we're with Akil Abdullah here at the Hydro booth, and I mean, be honest, how good a workout is it? How similar is it? How well does it keep your attention and keep kind of that reality feel to it?
Right, so one of the things that I really love about the platform is actually the content. We have athletes from all different types of backgrounds, and you know, I was talking to someone, someone reached out to me and said to me, it's like being with a friend. You just want to work out so that you know what happens next. You know, for me, I have two kids, and I talk sometimes about, you know, all the hijinks that my kids are up to, and people can relate to that. And we're really trying to build an experience that, you know, really pulls you back in, makes you want to work out, keeps you accountable through either the leaderboard or hitting milestones, so that this is something that becomes part of your fitness journey.
It's a beautiful device, and really, when you look at it, it doesn't take up that much space, which is another one of the positives for it.
Yeah, we love that. You can also, you know, you can store the Hydro upright if you want to, so you can put it in a corner. You can, if you have the space, you can put it, make it the centerpiece. I've seen people where it's the centerpiece of their room. So there's just a lot of different ways that you can really integrate this into either your home workout space or any space where you have that you can put the Hydro.
Yeah, for people that are maybe looking for a cross training device, maybe people from other sports.
Yeah,
how good a workout is this? What other athletes, what other sports do you see maybe that could benefit from this?
Well, I'm definitely biased as an Olympic rower, but I think that rowing is special. It works 86% of your muscles.
Wow.
And so you have the opportunity to get a great workout. From our strength and mobility side, we have athletes who have worked with the Boston Ballet, bobsled. We have top yoga instructors. And I think from a cross-training perspective, you know, if you're a cyclist, maybe.
A swimmer.
My wife is a swimmer. When the pandemic hit, she was looking for a way to work out, and she fell in love with rowing. So I think that in terms of strength and endurance, it's definitely a power endurance sport. And so you have the opportunity to gain from in both of those areas.
Yeah, it looks like a fantastic device.
Yep.
If people want to find out more information, where should they go?
You should definitely check out our website, hydro.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Hydro. We're on, I like to call it the Twitter.
Twitter? Are you on the Twitter personally?
I personally am on the Twitter, The Real Akil.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Akil_Hydro. And you know, it's really great to sort of follow our athletes and see us as we sort of travel the world and bring these experiences to people as well.
And really, U.S. rowing's never been in a better position right now, are they? We have a new
coach coming.
Yes.
There's a lot going on. I'm really excited about that. I work with something called the Most Beautiful Thing Inclusion Fund,
okay,
which is based off of the book and the movie, the documentary that's out about rowing in Chicago. I work closely with Arshay Cooper, just really bringing rowing to communities where, you know, rowing might not be that popular. So I think that we are looking at a lot of excitement in terms of what's going on at U.S. Rowing, what's going on all across the country to really bring this sport to people.
It's a great sport. You're a great ambassador. And really, it's about getting kids involved at a young age. That's really when the sport's really going to reach a peak, isn't it?
That's true. Like, one of the things I really like about sort of the hydro is that, you know, access to rowing, you need to have a lot of money to, like, either get a boat or get, you know, and how do you make it fun, you know? So, like, we're really working to make it fun and make it accessible through some of our partnerships and getting kids involved and moving. And, you know, one of the things that rowing does is it gives you a sort of escape. Let's say I grew up in Washington, D.C., and, you know, there was a lot going on, but when I put that boat on the water, and when I got out there, it was an escape from all of the noise that was going on.
There's a lot of noise in D.C.
Yeah, exactly. Whether it was from my parents, school, all of that stuff, and just being able to connect with nature. So I think that's really one of the benefits of the sport, and it's one of the reasons that I love it when we see kids getting involved in the sport.
Very well put. Akil, you're an Olympian, you're an engineer, you're a philanthropist, you're giving back, and we really appreciate that. You're really doing things the right way.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity. It's wonderful to be able to talk about not only the hydro product, but about the sport, as well as the things that are being done to sort of promote the sport as well.
Thanks so much.
So thank you.
Yep.